Now, chapter 5, we have the fifth and last lamentation, and it's a prayer. He says, "Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach." And I wished I had time to develop this chapter. They had lost their honor and their respect that they had had among the other nations. Their women were ravished. Their princes were hanged. They had lost everything. Their young men that survived were put into slavery to work for Nebuchadnezzar. And the joy of their heart had ceased. All of this that you find here. And yet he cries out to God. Verse 19, "Thou, O Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation to generation. And turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old." And this nation could learn a lesson to that. Before it's too late, we better turn to the Lord. It was many years ago that Daniel Webster made this statement in a speech he gave, and it sounds like a prophecy. Listen to it. "If religious books are not circulated among the masses and the people do not turn to God, I do not know what is to become of us as a nation. If truth be not diffused, error will be. If God and His Word are not received, the devil and his works will gain the ascendancy. If the evangelical volume does not reach every hamlet, the pages of a corrupt and licentious literature will. If the power of the gospel is not felt through the length and breadth of the land, anarchy, misrule, degradation, misery, corruption, and darkness will reign without mitigation or end." What a picture. And now we live in a day where you can't read the Bible in our schools, but pornography. We must have pornography because we must be free to do what we want to do. Well, can't some of us have the Bible in our schools, especially when it's the majority? And it was Dr. Hyman of the University of Michigan who years ago made this statement. He says, "The United States of America in the past 50 years has been dominated to a large extent by persons who do not understand the spiritual heritage bequeathed by their own ancestors. When our great nation was founded during the period from 1775 to 1787, the following statement by Benjamin Franklin was still widely accepted." Here's the statement of Benjamin Franklin. "The longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of the truth that God governs in the affairs of man." And then he concluded by saying, that is, Dr. Hyman did, "Unless a marked change takes place in the United States of America, it's doomed just as sure as was ancient Babylon." And Dr. Machen says, in his day, he said, "America is coasting downhill on a godly ancestry, and now we've reached the bottom of the hill." What a message that this book of Lamentations would have for us today. But I can assure you that this will not be the popular book or the book of the month or the book of the year.